Who's heard about geospatial solutions in Google Enterprise? Who's heard about Google Maps API Premier? Who's ever heard about... So I'm going to go very quickly. And afterwards, this is more... I guess it'll be more interesting for you. We go through some international case studies. Everything that I'm going to say this afternoon is available on our new brand website in Portuguese on google.com.br. I'm going a bit slowly now because I can see that the interpreter is going to kill me. google.com.br/enterprise. And also we're going to talk a little bit about what all of you like about Google and what I like about Google and the reason why I work for Google, innovation. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the key milestones for Google Earth Pro, Google Earth Enterprise, Google Maps API Premier. Feel free to interrupt me at any time. I don't want to talk for a very long time. I just want to talk for about 30 minutes. I'm half Irish. I talk a lot, so just let me know. Google, you know about Google, one of the most important IT companies in the world, founded a little bit more than 10 years ago. And, you know, everyone knows the search engine. Everyone knows google.com.br. Everyone knows, or most of you would know about Google AdWords. And, of course, if you're here, you know about our division of Google Maps API, Google Maps API Premier, and all the enterprise products. But the key thing over here is innovation. And I'm going to repeat this term again and again and again. Half of our employees are engineers, software engineers, product managers, product marketing people that they know what the term innovation means. That's very important. You guys know about Google Enterprise. It's we started our operations about 7 years ago worldwide. The team here in Latin America has been operating for at least 2 years. And we're divided. Who knows about Google Apps? Success. So some numbers, like that number is already wrong, 1.75 million. We already have 2 million Google Apps users and customers all over the world. Brazil, for instance, is number 2 in terms of consumers all over the world. These are the 4 areas that we're divided in: search, maps, what we're talking today, Puccini, Google Puccini services that we launched today, this morning, when we had another event, and Google Apps that you all are very familiar with it. What is Google Earth? As you can read over here, for us, it's the largest database, combined database in the world. And it covers all the surface of the planet Earth. That was an ambitious project that Google started when we acquired with the acquisition of Keyhole in about 5 years ago. That's a very important thing that we need to take into consideration, that Google acquired another company and we built the awareness of the solutions. As we can see over here, we have more than 100 countries detailed with every single street. Quite ambitious. If you happen to go to Dubai, you can check it. If you happen to go to Osaka, you can check it. And also, and this is quite important, the resolution of the images is submetric. It's more or less like in a meter of a surface. I can hear the interpreter, so I'm going to slow down. And this is something that I was mentioning beforehand. I remember I've been working for Google for about 5 years. Bernardo Hernandez, he used to be the director of the geo market team. When we first met, he said to me, "I want Google Maps to be the number one maps website or maps engine, whatever, in the world." And I said, "Bernardo, you're crazy. We have numbers over here right now. in the question of 3 years, Google Maps has completely clobbered other competitors like MapQuest, Yahoo, and someone else that I'm not going to mention. So what do we do? What do we try to do with Google Maps? Google, we search. We love to search. Google is known by searching. So the innovation here, in a kind of way, is searching, but with maps. So anything that you would like to search, you can use it with Google Maps. Also, searching, you can customize your brand. Searching, you can have Google Street View. Apologies, it's not available yet in Sao Paulo, soon. And also, and this is available, you can find walk directions. You can take it, you can get to know when you can get public transportation to get to somewhere else, and all those things that you already know. Okay. Louder. I'm a very polite person. Okay. I'll try to speak louder. Is that better? Better? The guys behind, can you hear me better? Okay. Thank you, Cliff. That's my colleague on sales, Clifton Ashley. So basically, we have three main products, as you already know. Google Maps API Premier, that you've heard today a lot of things about it. We're not going to get into that. Google Earth Pro, you've heard about it, and Google Earth Enterprise. And all these products are available through our official partners in Brazil and in the region. I'm not going to get into the details because you guys are extremely savvy. You know the difference between Google Earth Pro and the others, but we're going to share these slides and you'll be able to have access to them. What's the key thing about a Google Maps or a geospatial product, as we call it? Something which is quick and also that it's trustworthy in terms of something that you can find quickly and a service that you're going to be able to have most of the time, which is not most, it's 99.9% by contract. This is quite important, and this is the key difference between a payment, non-payment version of a product in Google Enterprise. In this case, we're offering products that you know that they're going to be usable, that you're going to be able to use them 99.9% of your time. And also that it's going to be intuitive and it's going to have a fast and quick response time. That's that's like what we said beforehand about the search philosophy. You want to search, you want to find it, and you want to do it quickly. You know about Google Maps API Premier. It's a web-based service that allows you to add Google Maps to your website or your web application. You're all familiar with APIs. Maybe Francisco may have talked something about that. We love APIs, and we're really, really researching, and we're trying to find new ways to explode that way. Let's get into more of case studies and more interesting things that you may not be aware of. As I said beforehand, all this information is available in google.com.br/enterprise on the Earth and Maps section. So we can see on the first diagram, like in the 2008 U.S. presidential election. This was a very cool feature that one of the key journalists in the U.S. prepared. You could see how Obama was clobbering McCain at the time. Another interesting part was, and this is related to China, which is quite interesting just to see how the freedom of information can help places like China. You can see how the Olympic torch went through all of the country. That's quite interesting. Another two cases are Yelp. Who is familiar here with Yelp.com? Yelp. Mr. O'Hagan is familiar. Two. Okay, Yelp.com is like an online Yellow Pages, but with a lot of possibilities of interaction, social interaction. I say that Yelp is like Yellow Pages, kind of like a Facebook, and kind of like a Twitter. So Yelp is very, very big in the U.S. When people want to find a restaurant, I go to Yelp. You Yelp it. If you want to find a nice hairdresser to get your hair cut, you go over there. And also because you can find reviews from all the customers. So they're using Google Maps API Premier. That's a nice example. Another not very nice because it's about crime. It's the crimereports.com website. What else? Who's familiar with the stores of Crate and Barrel? Crate, that's a very American company, but Crate and Barrel is one of the largest furniture stores in the U.S. So Crate and Barrel, just in order to locate all of the stores all over the country, are using Google Maps API Premier. And a kind of similar example of tracking buildings, tracking assets, is the International Hotel Group, Intercontinental, sorry, that you may be aware, I mean, you may be familiar with them. And that's the second case. Also, as you all know, you can also map applications, and you just go farther the concept of embedding a map. It's just not a question of just embedding a simple map, but you can customize it. And this is a good example of advanced filters. I don't know if it's quite clear, that you can see how you can filter the information according to a map. This is a very interesting case. As I said, all of these cases are available in our website if you want to just take a look at them. Let's say that you work, like in this case, Clear Channel Outdoor, which is a company that publicizes advertising opportunities in the U.S., and you want to publicize something in Ohio and something in Boston. This is a clear example of overlays. The customer used some external overlays with information like parks and schools. You cannot see it over here because it's very tiny maybe, but you can see even the pricing. If someone was selling a car, if someone was selling a motorbike or something like that. This is a typical example that you're very familiar, and the previous customer talked about that a little bit, and some others may have talked. With Google Maps API Premier, you can identify, track, and locate assets and people. That's something that we all know. There's a very interesting example that I didn't mention in Buenos Aires. There is a customer called Ojos del Cielo that they've integrated all the bus lines in the city of Buenos Aires, and the company in charge of those of that bus company, I mean, can track where their assets are at any time. That's also quite interesting. We had something similar in San Francisco with the Muni system, but they were not using legally the APIs, so it went down. As I said beforehand, you can track your fleet in real time, but it's not only a question that you can do it like something on any city, physical city, but you can also do it on water, which is that case of portvision.com. This is another commercial application that it's been quite well spread, not only in the U.S. but also in Europe. Real estate businesses. Business that require publicizing apartments, houses, and so on. That's a very powerful application of the Google Maps API Premier. We have some examples here. I wanted to add the customer quotes. I mean, all of these customers are very happy customers. They are also expanding the possibilities with Google Maps API Premier. And the most important thing is that these customers are giving us feedback on what they would like to have for Google Maps API Premier. TripAdvisor. Who's heard about TripAdvisor? It's very well known. Like, when I wanted to come over here to Sao Paulo, the first thing that I did was, okay, let's check on TripAdvisor. Number one hotel is the Fasano. Number second is Emiliano. And I don't remember the other ones. So I said, okay, let's try it. That's a clear example of how people can make money as well. And Kayak. Kayak is a search engine for trips. If you want to find a flight to anywhere in the world, they can get you very, very, very good fares, very cheap fares. So I recommend that. I think you can purchase from Brazil as well, because I bought through kayak.com when I was here like 2 months ago. This is kind of like a best practices announcement. Let's say if anyone here is working on a TV station and you would like to use our Google Earth application, you need to go to that permissions, guidelines, and terms of services for the product, which is google.com, blah, blah, blah. I'll share the information with you. But we have very cool examples from Brazil over here. Global.com, they have it on their website. That beautiful lady over there for the channel, for the weather channel as well. So as you can see, you can mix both things at the same time, the beauty of technology and the beauty of a person. I'm just saying this to relax you because it's late, and I know that it's the last presentation. But also public sector. We've been talking a lot about private companies and how private companies are using Google Maps API Premier and some of our geospatial solutions. We also have that situation in the public sector. And this is a very, very interesting case, which comes from New York State. In this case, what they did is they added multimedia information to the map, like videos, like a special imagery, and so on. As I said, this information is on our website as well. More case studies. Virtual Alabama. I'm going to go very quickly because I don't want to bore anyone. And this friend of mine is looking at me and say, yes. Virtual Alabama was a key success for us in Google. The case is documented. Basically, the project started in 2005 by Governor Bob Riley. This is a public sector initiative. It's all documented in our website, and I'm going to go very quickly because I would like to hear feedback from you. The last 10 minutes, I would like to hear from you guys what you would like to have as new features for our products. So Virtual Alabama, also the video is available in the Google YouTube LATAM channel, and it's available with subtitles in Portuguese. So going very quickly, and I'm going to finish with the first word that I started the presentation with, which is innovation. This is just a very simple timeline from 2004 till present time, where we talk about the key milestones that the Google Geospatial team, that means Google Maps, Google Earth team, have accomplished so far. 2004, important, because it's where when Google acquired Keyhole, was the name of what we know now as Google Earth. Important as well, the Google Maps API launch, which is on 2005. Street View, 2007. Also, we can see some relative, like I would say, walking directions in 2008. Basically, what we want to say with this slide is that Google is committed with all of you, customers and users. We want to have the better technology, the best technology for you. And as I said beforehand, you are the most important asset for us, for the company. And any questions you may have, any feedback, I'll be happy to learn about it. I'm going to remain quiet. I'm going to shut up. And you can tell me any questions. You can ask me any questions. Francisco's going to come here because he may have to help me with some technical stuff. But I would really, really like to hear. You guys have had Marcelo Quintela this morning. He's the PM for the product. PMs tend to do all the work with software engineers, but PMMs, product marketing management people, we want to hear the customers and the users. So we're the voice of the customer. So any feedback you may have, this is the time. Thank you very much, and preguntas.
Well, I have a question. I have a question from Claudio Romanelli, and the question is, what the Brazilian company need to do to brave an agreement with Google in the development of a new project and products? And
that's a good question. So what's the procedure that a Brazilian company should use in order to develop a new product? So that's a good question. So I would say first, try to use the API. Where is the person? Hey. So I would highly encourage you to use the APIs that we offer to developers. Maybe if you come with the discovery of a brand new technology that it's going to be so awesome that you can sell it to us, you can get in touch with this gentleman over here who's at the Sao Paulo office, and we can take it from there. But I would highly encourage you to use the APIs first. Thank you.
I have another question here from Jefferson. It's when to integrate service of public utility, like policies and hospitals and ambulances, using tracking?
I understand the question.
How to integrate services of a public utility, like police and ambulances, hospitals, mainly using tracking and monitoring?
Vou responder em português, ok?
Yeah, thank you.
Então, acho que a pergunta, pelo que eu entendi, é como integrar diversas informações, né? Serviços de utilidade pública, né? Olha, acho que o GIS em si já é uma integração, né? Quando você coloca uma informação sobre a outra, já é uma forma de você integrar essas informações, né? Acho que esse é um primeiro ponto, mas dentro da ferramenta Google Maps Premier, do Google Maps, a gente tem vários cases aqui que foram mostrados onde se empilha diversas informações e se faz essa integração, seja para informar informações de geomarketing para alguém para alguma empresa que esteja pesquisando, que esteja precisando falar em marketing, seja um cidadão que está querendo saber de serviços públicos, né? Então, se o site for aberto, inclusive, pode usar a API Free. Se for um site fechado, só para uma comunidade de usuários, aí pode utilizar a API Premier, ou se for um site interno do governo e quiser realmente integrar, que é mais ou menos o que é o case do Virtual Alabama, pode comprar o Google Earth Enterprise e ter toda a informação dentro de casa. Depende do cenário de que é necessária essa integração.